tried a few of them, and the audio just didn't seem good. You know, they were speaker mics as well, and I didn't care for them too much, so I went back to just the regular mic on the HT itself. So, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a big project here, actually, in our backyard here is, we got a few sheds we were putting up, time to redo them here because, they've kind of outlasted their time. One is really good yet, we'll probably end up selling it, but, the other one is, pretty much hatched, so we did have another one that's a smaller one that I want to keep some small stuff in, like just some odds and ends and stuff, maybe the snow blower, that sort of thing, and maybe even a lawnmower or whatever. So we got a small one and two big ones to set up and resurrect here in our backyard. Plus, after I take these ones down, I have to, I gotta get in touch with the neighbor here and, see if she can do some tree cutting for me, get the tree cutters in, because they couldn't finish it last time because they couldn't reach with the bucket, because it was overhanging on top of our sheds, and if you dropped a branch or something, it would have, damaged it, so. So, but it would have been awkward for him as well. It would have been, you know, it might have tipped the position that he was in. So I told him I'll be taking him down here in the next year or two, and you can come in and freewheel what you want. So I'll be glad to see the trees gone there. A couple of them anyways. Branches that are hanging over. They always collect seeds in my eaves trough and whatnot, so makes a mess every... I gotta always pick up and rake up.
Is this so, you, to me?
Branches, that sort of thing.
Direct,
back to you.
Okay, so I sent trees, it's very nice to have lots of trees. They have to be thrown back to you to make sure you're copying.
Yeah, Roger, here I go talking too much again. The alligator got me. So, anyways, I copied that. And no, I love trees, you know. I don't mind them at all, you know. But, you know, it's got to the point where she's done so much trimming on one side, the tree is getting pretty heavy on my side of the property, and it overhangs, and probably the tree is actually in my neighbor's property, but it overhangs into mine here probably 20, 25 feet, so it's one of these whipping willows or kind of thing, so it's about 50 feet tall. So it's not a small tree. It's been there many, many years, actually, when the kids were small. One time, that's when they planted it, when the kids were just born, and a deal shortly thereafter. And she's got three kids there, so it would have been the oldest one, the first one born. So now they're like, 50, in their 50s now, so... you know, that kind of tells you how old the tree is. So. But it's still quite healthy, and I like it when it's in full bloom there. Back to you.
Okay, Randy, for some reason I'm not, maybe my brain doesn't, understand everything that you're saying. So you had a tree as well. When I came home, my brother and I had cut, it's been a whole bunch of juniper or whatever trees for me, and it sounded pretty good, so. So, back to you.
Yeah, roger, roger. So, yeah, DMR connections on here sometimes, you know, it's not the best, you know, it could be better, but, you know, there's a lot to it, and everything, and nothing is perfect, so, I like DMR, I do have a digital radio, but it's out of commission, I gotta do some work on it, or send it back to get some work done, or do it myself. I haven't decided yet what I'm doing yet, but I suppose it depends how technical it gets. But I got one of these DV Mega Cast all mode, all digital modes radio with a hotspot, and it works really, really well. I've even taken it mobile with me and used my hotspot on my phone, and it works great. But one day it just decided to quit on me. So I'll have to send it in to get repaired. Maybe, I'm not quite sure. The display went out on it. And I've tried reloading it once or twice there, the software, but it hasn't resurrected itself. So I just put it on the shelf for the time being until I get more time to play around with it. So it's probably just software to be reloaded and that sort of thing, and it'll be back up and going again. It's an SDR type radio, so. Anyways, back to you. VE5 Alpha Lima Delta, VE5 RJM.
RJM, this is V5ALD. Okay, is really, really neat. I can't remember what we were talking about. So, so you just go camping. Where were you camping? And yeah, good time to do back to you.
Yeah, copy that there, Eldon, and yeah, I understand. So, you know, I am happy. I had a good summer so far. Had a couple of weeks R&R doing some camping and fishing so far, and we're still planning on doing some more, so, you know, maybe go for a weekend here or there. I think the long weekend's coming up, so we're going to go spend a little time at the place then, too. We just got a fifth wheel with a seasonal site set up there at a local lake here, Duck Mountain Provincial Park in Mads Lake. So it's about 45 minutes from my QTH, so fairly close. And family comes out once in a while, and we all meet up, and it's a nice getaway, you know what I mean? So. I haven't been able to do that in the last few years, and it's really kind of bugged me. So, because I love the outdoors. Back to you, Eldon. What did you do before you got sick there? Did you do a lot of outdoor stuff as well? Camping, whatever, maybe, or fishing, that sort of thing? Were you involved with that at all, or not too much? Or other things that you did. V5 Alpha Lima Delta, V5 RJM.
V5 Alpha Lima Delta, the 5-ALD. Okay, so, yeah, I live in Pinawa, northeast of Winnipeg, 75 miles, and I was on the Winnipeg River, so I had lots of this sort of broomed out into several lakes. There was Dorothy Lake and Margaret Lake and a whole bunch of other lakes that when I simply went to about 15 miles way back to the highway and back down to Seven Sisters, I get into the Whitechapel Provincial Park. So I was just across the waterways from the park, and I had a boat. So when I went over there, I did see the see all the cottages, etc. And I really enjoyed walking to going to the park and walking and seeing the fresh grass, etc. It was kind of a neat place. Back to you.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, it's great to get out and about there once in a while and enjoy it there. So did you do any fishing at all or just visited the park there? But what type of fish did you catch there? Over?
I never really caught any fish, but when my father was still alive, I took him out there, and he went into sort of a corner or a swamp or whatever, bed in the lake or whatever, and put his fishing rod landed against the boat, and a fish jumped up and grabbed it. So that's one of my memories. So I tried to get pickerel, but nobody obeyed. So my brother-in-law took a visit, and he just went down to the dock to look from where I lived, and he came back with two fish. So I guess you have to be a fisherman. Back to you.
Oh, geez. That's funny. So, no, that's good. Yeah, pickerel, well, that's my favorite type of fish, you know, to eat in the frying pan. You know, I've had all kinds, but different types of species throughout my lifetime, but did a lot of fishing, you know, throughout my years, so, and right back to when I was probably 4 or 5 years old, started with my father as well there fishing, so been fishing a lot of years there, so 55 plus years, so I enjoy it very much. But at Mads Lake there, we like to catch the pickerel, the northern pike there in that lake. We usually go back, I don't care for them too much, too slimy. Northern pike is good if you go up north, that sort of thing, but colder water, but not around these waters here, close to me. And then we go to Fishing Lake sometimes, which is east of me, about an hour's drive, almost an hour. And like going there because the fish are always biting there, and it's very, very good fishing. So usually an hour and a half, you're coming back with your limit, and get back home, and you can still have the half the day to do something else if you wanted to. So that's the way it should be. Of course, the slots and limits is reduced by half there, so you only allow 2 fish per person. So some people, that's not enough. So especially if you just go maybe by yourself, but usually there's 3 of us that go on that fishing trip, and we get enough for a fish fry, and that's all we're looking for. So we want to appreciate